number 86 from September of 2014, Having God's Ear. As most of you know, I'm still on my health kick of walking 2.5 miles each day and changing my eating habits, which is what my health coach advised last November. I told her that all of this work and struggle had better produce some better numbers on my next health screening, or I was going to just forget the whole thing and party like a rock star. She called last month with my test results and said that my numbers were indeed much better, and I needed to continue my program, and I could not party like a rock star. Rats, I responded. Now I've got to keep doing all this. In some ways, the good test results are a bit disappointing because now I can't just eat like a lumberjack and sit in my dead duff because I know that the health program actually works as long as I do it. Moreover, it strikes me that I may be actually working against myself because I've made no secret of the fact that I'd like to be on what I call the early checkout plan as far as dying goes. My wife thinks I'm morbid, but I've seen old age up close in the hospital and in various care centers, and frankly, I'm not all that excited about living in the golden years. They don't look all that golden to me. So I am a little concerned that my healthy living may make me live longer, and this could possibly sabotage my plan. But on the other hand, I don't want to neglect my health and wind up a diabetic or cardiac cripple and just exist for the last 10 or 15 years of my life either. Unhealthy living does not always lead to a swift and painless death. Sometimes people linger, and that is my worst fear. I've been talking to the Lord about all this, and I've told him that I'm not interested in living long, just living well and then dropping over dead quickly. We haven't gotten to the let's make a deal stage of this prayer yet, but I would be willing to pledge hard work in his kingdom in exchange for good health and an early, quick exit. I suppose the let's make a deal approach doesn't really work with God anyway, but I take heart in the fact that in the Old Testament, Father Abraham was able to influence the Lord to reduce the number of righteous people needed to spare Sodom and Gomorrah from 50 all the way down to 10. Maybe faithful people do have God's ear. I guess that is what I need to do. Just be faithful and hope to have God's ear. Do the things that I am given to do in the kingdom and let God work the rest out. He's good at that.